about the prophet Zechariah. He was born in Babylon and began his book by identifying himself as the son of Baraka and grandson of Iddo. In the book of Nehemiah, it states that Zechariah was the head of a priestly family of Iddo, indicating he was from the tribe of Levi and served in Jerusalem after the return of exile of both priest and prophet. Zechariah was a younger contemporary of the prophet Haggai, and the book of Ezra says that both were prophets who stirred up all the Jews in Judah and Jerusalem to resume building the temple in the days of Zerubbabel the governor and Joshua the high priest. So, the historical setting for chapters 1 through 8 in this book is dated approximately 520 BC and is identical to that of Haggai. As a result of Zechariah and Haggai's prophetic ministries, the temple was completed and dedicated in approximately 515 BC. Zechariah was a young man when he prophesied alongside Haggai and wrote the first 8 chapters of this book. Some time passed, and apparently he was an old man when he wrote chapters 9 through 14, which most scholars date about 470 BC. All of Zechariah's prophecies occurred in Jerusalem for the 50,000 Jewish exiles who had returned to Judea in the first stage of the restoration. The New Testament in Matthew 23, verse 35, indicates that Zechariah, son of Berechiah, was murdered between the temple and the altar by hostile temple officials. The book of 2 Chronicles, chapters 24, 23 through 27, indicates in a much earlier time, a man of a similar name was also murdered in the same way. Zechariah's twofold purpose corresponds to the two major parts of the book. First, chapter 1 through 8 were given to encourage the Jewish remnant in Judah to resume building the temple and to stick with it until the task was completed. The other purpose in 9 through 14 was to encourage the same people after completing the temple were disheartened when the Messiah did not appear immediately. He had to assure them that completing the temple meant that the Messiah would come someday. The book of Zechariah is the most messianic of all the Old Testament books, in that many references are clear about the Messiah. Only Isaiah contains more prophecies about Messiah than Zechariah. Among the minor prophets, it contains the most specific prophecies concerning end-time events. It also represents the most successful merger of the priestly and the prophetic roles in Israel's history. More than any other Old Testament book, its visions and its highly symbolic language resemble the apocalyptic book of Daniel and Revelation. There is also a bold example of divine sarcasm in the prophecy about the Messiah betrayal for 30 pieces of silver, and finally Zechariah's prophecy of the Messiah in chapter 14 as a great warrior king reigning over Jerusalem is truly an inspiring Old Testament prophecy. Chapters 1 through 8 are about the chosen people in the temple and contain several visions. In some cases, Zechariah is engaged by angels in question and answer sessions. Reading these visions really requires one keeps two concepts in view at the same time. Namely, the cross and then the crown is one person, but in two aspects. In chapter 1, there are 4 horses, different colors than the ones in Revelation, and an angelic horseman. It's a picture of Israel today, outcast, but not forgotten by God. Also in chapter 1, the horns and the blacksmith are about the countries and the empires that exercise God's judgment against Israel. Next, there's the measuring line. Jerusalem was in a sad state when the remnant returned. But this vision looks ahead to the millennium kingdom, when Jerusalem will have no walls and will return to a state of prosperity and beauty. Chapter 3 contains a vision of Joshua, the high priest, which is one of my favorites. He is in filthy garments of the priest and represents Israel's sin, but is removed and replaced with beautiful robes depicting redemption. It is the angel of the Lord that does the restoration, foreshadowing Christ as a source of our redemption today. In chapter 4, there's the golden candlestick, similar to what we find in Revelation, illustrating Israel's future will be with God with light. There are two olive trees anointed by God, which speaks of Zerubbabel and the ruler and Joshua the priest. The flying scroll of chapter 5 delivers the curse on evil governments. Also, there is the Ephod, which carried away on divine wings to remove the wickedness. And the four chariots of chapter 6 are the administrative forces bringing righteousness. Chapters 9 through 14 contain two oracles. Chapter 9 through 11 represents the shepherd king, and the power of the Gentile world over Israel is finally destroyed. The second oracle in chapters 12 and 14 reflects the judgment through which Israel itself will be shifted in the final conflict with the Gentile nations and then transformed into a holy nation for Jehovah. After the return of Christ, the survivors of all nations will come to Jerusalem to worship during the Feast of Tabernacles. Chapter 14 prophesies the living water that will flow from Jerusalem, just as described in Ezekiel and in Revelations. Praise the Lord, Jehovah, for his plan of redemption. For those that love the Lord, blessings. Good day.